The Ramah, the end of Siman Tafir Shaman Hei, says a chiddush that you're not allowed to make the schach of your sukkah before you make the tfanas. In other words, you first have to make the tfanas, make the walls, and only then you can make the schach. But if you put up the schach somehow in a frame and you don't have the walls yet, and then you make the walls later, that would be possible, and that is no good. And the machalak is achrenim, is this psul only lechatchila, but b'diavad would be okay, or even b'diavad, it's going to be possible if you have your schach up before the tfanas. Now the Amud Deyar brings a beautiful raya from our sugi over here in Daf Zayin that b'diavad definitely l'chol apachas b'diavad will be kosher if you have your schach before the tfanis, and that's from the Gemara in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara says that if you are misakech on top of a mavoi that has a lachi, it's kosher on Shabbos of Sukkos because migu da habidayfin lin Shabbos habidayfin lin in Sukkos. So basically, you have a mavoi, you have two walls, you don't have three, you don't even have a tefach, but besides the two walls, you have a lechi. So and normally, generally speaking, that wouldn't be kosher for a sukkah because a sukkah needs shtam kilchasan v'shlisha sofilu tefach. You don't have a tefach for the third wall. But it's like the Gemara that on Shabbos of Sukkos that would be kosher because migu da habidayfin lin Shabbos, once that is considered a good mechitza for Shabbos, because for Shabbos, a lechi is enough to turn that into reshus yachid according to one mandamer, who then we could say that that has a din of mechitza l'gabei sukkah through this halacha of migu. So it comes out that this sukkah on top of a mavoi is possible the whole sukkahs, it's only kosher on Shabbos of sukkahs. So, in fact, Amud Yar, he says, when you come into the yantav of sukkahs, you have this schach on top of your mavoi. So, at that point, it's you don't have any walls because these are not considered kosher mechitzas for a sukkah. It's only later on when you when Shabbos comes and then it becomes walls, then you have the walls. But the schach is already up from the beginning of Yantim. So you have schach before the tfanis, and yet the Gemara says it's kasher when Shabbos comes. That's a chayaraya that b'diavad, if you have the schach up before the tfanis, that is not a problem and it won't be ma'akiv. That's the raya of the Amud Yar that he brings from our sugya. The Achronim have a couple different ways to be ma'akiv this raya. I'll just mention a couple. Rav Ruderman wanted to say that based on the dig from the Hagais Maimoni, that this, that the Ramah requires to have the schach before the tfanis, it doesn't mean that you have to have tfanis that are kosher for a sukkah before the schach. You basically just need mechitzas that are kosher for Shabbos, as long as they have a shem mechitzas l'gavi Shabbos, and then you put up the schach, that's good enough, because you basically need to have a shem oil on top of the tfanis, and once you have two walls, that's called an oil, even though they might not be kosher for sukkah. So mimele, the schach is considered to come after the tfanis, even though you only have two walls and not three. This is mechamen to the stipler. He says a similar svara in the Kiyosak of Siman Vav. Rav Ruderman is found in the Sefer Zikaron Peduyas Tuvia, which was written lezecher nishmas of Gimple Weiss et Zal, and it's actually taken from Rav Gimple's notes. These are the notes of his shiur he heard from Rav Ruderman. Can you do? Rav Gimple was an excellent note writer. His notes were considered to be the best, as it says over there in the Hakdama that Rav Kolevsky was made, that he never saw notes as good as Rav Gimple's. I was zecher to see them myself, and this right from Rav Ruderman came from Rav Gimple's notes. That's Rav Ruderman. The stipe I want to say, Shlomo Zalman says a little bit of a different svara. He says that it's only a problem to have the schacha before the tfanis if you have to do a maisa to create the tfanis later on. But over here, you don't have to do a maisa, you don't have to do anything. It's mimela going to turn into a daifin. You wait till Shabbos, automatically it will be a daifin. There's no maisa which is involved. Since you don't have to do a maisa, that is not considered a chisaron of having schach before the tfanis. And those are a couple ways of being marcha, the raya, the midi are from our sugya.